What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Women in Worship podcast. Today, you're going to hear from Lee and Holly as they sit down and discuss a little something we're titling, Who Cares? We had a conversation a while back around just even that idea about who really does, in fact, care. And then honestly, the flippant of who cares? Like, well, what does it matter? So just trying to continually put in front of one another that we keep the main thing. Do not miss out on this episode. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, finish your drive-in, and welcome home to the Women in Worship podcast.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Women in Worship podcast with today is Lee and Holly. Hey, Holly.
Hey. Hi, Lee.
Holly is back. I get to talk to her this time. It's such an honor and privilege. So we are excited. We have a kind of a fun, hot, listen, spicy is not the word, but I kind of wanted to say it.
I like it. Let's go with it.
Topic today. And I think we just get started on it because what's the topic, Holly? What is this? Well, first of all, this comes from our personal conversations and some things that God's been showing, honestly, probably all of us, and we hope it resonates with you. We hope that this statement, the two words we're about to say, doesn't come off as like, what's my words, Holly? Come off as like, we're mad or we're upset or anything like that, but we're going to do it. There's twofold meaning to it. But what are the two words, Holly?
Drum roll. They are.
Do it,
drum roll.
I can't drum roll well.
I can't either. But today's podcast episode, who cares?
Okay. So in turn, you can hear it like that, or you can go, who cares? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Anyway, you just have to listen. You just have to listen to it to figure out where we're going. All right, Holly. So, what would you say when our personal conversations and in your personal life, you got a lot of stuff going on. Honestly, you got a lot of stuff that God's bringing you out of right now.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. I feel we were talking yesterday on the phone and I told Holly of all the, she just sounds lighter and I feel like she's emerging, but which is really cool is that I feel like we're all kind of doing that. It's like we're letting old things that used to matter to us just kind of just be like, oh, you know, that doesn't matter much anymore. Maybe that's where we're going. So take it away, Holly.
Oh, well, who cares? No. Those are not my two favorite words right now, although I've said that a lot lately in both contexts, like, who cares? And does anyone care?
Yeah, you does know? Anyone care, really? Yeah.
I think sometimes we just get in those seasons, and it's definitely been a transitional season for me over, I guess, maybe 2-3 years. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute. Spicy minute.
Spicy minute.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I think when you go through job transitions and life transitions and ministry transitions and all of those are at 1-3 year time frame, like that's a lot and it just wears on you. So I think over this last year, or I guess maybe 15 months, because we'll just date it back to like when I had a baby 15 months ago. You know, life drastically changes and you kind of just start maybe taking better accountability of your life and things in the past and just kind of going through things. I mean, not even bad things. It can be good things that have happened. You're just kind of processing life and it hits you in a new way. So I think that's kind of where we've been touching on. Even just in our own conversations with me and Lee, which we should probably start recording those because sometimes those are amazing and awful and it's great. And y'all just need to be blessed by it. But
they're on it, but they're honest and they're raw.
So and honest.
Some of that y'all probably shouldn't hear.
Yeah, no, it's great.
But it's probably what some of everyone's thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, circling back to who cares. Really just started taking a lot of time through this transition and evaluating. And it's been a season where I kind of stepped outside of worship leading, stepped outside of songwriting. And when you kind of have to lay your passions down for a while to pick up family and really focus on your job or career for a bit, gets you in a wonky place. You're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing anymore? Like, those things become your identity after a while, even though it could be a healthy part of your identity, so to speak. But yeah, so really just came up with Who Cares, because it's been a season of just being so open and honest with people. And it's not that I don't care what they think. Like, obviously there's a little bit of care to that, but it's really just honest. And like, your opinion of me doesn't necessarily matter, because I'm called to do a specific thing by God. And like, he's the ultimate judge of what's happening and what's going on and what I'm doing. And if I'm holding myself accountable, that's one thing, but I don't have to rely on somebody else's accountability of me per se. I mean, there's boundaries to things. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the basis of it for me. When I'm thinking about it, is like, if I'm doing and walking this path that the Lord has for me, and I know I'm walking in obedience and I'm honoring that, then I don't have to be keeping up with everybody else. And I don't have to be trendy. I don't have to be with the world and how that's going. And I kind of don't care, you know, like, I'm to the point, like, I'm 32. I don't care. I'm going to care about God and my family and being excellent and full of integrity and transparent in my job and my work life and in community and relationships that I'm in. I don't have to pack my day with 30 different other things. Some seasons are busier than others for many different reasons. But if I'm on the points that God is leading me to and I'm walking that, then those are the points that I'm on for this season. And I can lay things down like songwriting. I can lay down worship leading.
Yeah.
And still be able to know, like I'm a pillar in those areas. And this isn't laying it down forever. It's just for a season. And I can pick that up the minute that God says go. I'll pick up my mat and run. Like, here we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's pick up where we left off. But because I laid that down for so long, I think now I'm walking into, like, I have so much more wisdom and discernment with things, having more peace when I walk into things going forward, that, like, now I'm joining the worship team again, and now I'm writing songs again, and I have so much more to say. But what I have to say is definitely coming from a place of putting down. And
yeah,
we can touch on rest and all sorts of other things off of this podcast going forward. But that's just the place that I've been in really for the last year and a half, we'll say. But knowing that it doesn't last forever. And I think too, a part of that for me was not necessarily like super dark for me, because there's always like a light and there's always God in what I'm doing and trying to put that in the forefront of everything. But like, I went through a little bit of a season of like postpartum depression for like 6 to 8 months, and kind of finding out too, like, when you lay everything down and your hormones aren't where they should be and you have this like wave you're riding, sometimes you just need to talk that out. And like, Lee and I'll have conversations, or Bethany and I will have conversations, and community is a great place for that, like healthy community. Bethany and I do not think alike. Lee and I do not think alike, but because we have like a central focus on the Lord and this women in worship community, like, I'm able to get it out. Or I think a lot of times the mentality, and I'm sure I've been guilty of this in the past, was like, oh, okay, you go to counseling. That's, oh, you're to that point. Like, oh, that must be really bad. Or like, it's actually not terrible.
Say
like,
the I've phrase, been doing Holly. It. Say it's the great. Phrase. Who cares?
Like, who cares that I have been going to counseling? Because it's actually been great. And I've been able to dig up things that need to be dug up and make closure to things and move forward and get it all off my chest. And like, the minute you start processing all of that in a healthy way, it really just brings like mental clarity, where in that season of crazy hormones and like so much job transition and life transition happens, and you really just got to dig through it sometimes.
Yes, you do.
and just
Yes, you
keep
do.
your hand to the plow. But again, on the outside, who cares? You know, like, I have people who care. Obviously, this community cares. You care. Mm-hmm. My husband is caring. Like, our pastors are caring. Counselors are caring. But from an outward perspective, I mean, honestly, good for you if you go to counseling. Like, you're doing something. So yeah. I care that you went and you're processing.
Yeah, and I think to add to that, you know, I think that what we've done, oh, by the way, I'm outside, everybody. If you hear this podcast, if you hear birds, it's a pretty spring day. I just have to be out here. So enjoy the background noise. But I think that we have let so many worldly opinions or opinions of people kind of rest on us. And we've let that become a care that we carry. Like, we've got, okay, well, they think I should be doing this. This person thinks I should be doing this. I'm really, really kind of concerned about what this person over here thinks, my worship pastor, my pastor, I'm not saying that that's wrong, but what I am saying is I feel like the last 3 years, there's been this stripping away so much of, like, what we have allowed, the weight we have allowed to carry that God never meant for us to carry and to operate in. So first of all, who should we worry about who cares or think about? God. Like, what does God think about the situation? What does God think about me going to counseling? What does God think about this? What are my decisions I'm making? Is God, is he in these decisions? Okay, well, if he's in these decisions, and first of all, you got to hone that relationship to hear his voice and to be listening. I mean, this is the whole point. I'm just telling, I always go back to this decade of pay in the Jewish year of 5780. We're in 5783 now. It started in 2020 for us. It's the decade of the voice. God's hearing God's voice, but also using our voice to declare and to say the things that we need to say. But it's also about his voice and what is his voice saying. I think that we got to get back to caring more about his voice, what his voice is saying, than we are this worldly outside, maybe not always worldly, but like these outside voices. So how can we get back to this? I feel like he's calling us back to simplicity, to be honest with you, and just go, okay. And I'll read this scripture and we'll go out of this real quick. But in John, use my phone here. In John chapter 5, verse 19, it's talking about Jesus' authority. And it says, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing on his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And of course, greater works, it keeps going on. There's another part in scripture too, where he talks about what Jesus said, well, the Comforter will come, talking about the Holy Spirit. So in those two instances where Jesus is talking, he is saying, I don't do anything on my own accord. What I hear the Father say, what the Father tells me to do, basically, I do. And what the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he's going to hear what the Father says and do that and say that. So, you know, my question to you, Holly, is in this worrying about all these people, all these cares, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Why aren't we caring more about what God is saying about everything in our life and following that roadmap of what he's saying?
Yeah.
And because that's what Jesus did. What excuses us from having or doing that? Why do we get a pass on going, you know what? God's not saying, I don't know what God's saying, but hey, you're saying it, so I should probably do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like, every day, just we're surrounded by so many different things and different avenues and
so many voices.
So many voices, so much Instagram and Facebook and everything. TikTok. I don't TikTok. I'm not cool anymore, but all
I'm
the things.
Definitely not cool. Not TikToking. I'm 43. Not TikToking.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so much consumption at all times. Like, I read a statistic recently, and it's like every 13 seconds, there's something new that we have access to. 13 seconds out of 24 hours in a day, and you maybe sleep six of those, And how much time do we actually give to the Lord in a regular day? Not a Sunday, not our work, even if like, okay, yes, I work for Bethel Music and that's Jesus and amazing. And we're putting music out there for the world. Not all of that. Like, yes, like we're working on that thing, but that doesn't mean that I'm in the Word 8 hours a day working, you know, even working for a church. Like, you know, this as a worship leader and pastor. So, you know, our time with the Lord is something that we learn how to navigate these things. And I've in this season especially have had to really just dig down, and that has to be my priority. Like, before I open my laptop and emails, I get to work and I have to spend 15 to 20 minutes, because sometimes that's all I get before somebody else comes in the office and starts bombarding me or blowing up my phone. But you know, it's like, drop your kid off, go spend 15 minutes, then open your laptop. It's a time where we have to be very, I would just say like very focused, going back to the root, which in this case is God. But, you know, for me in this season, it was a little more chaotic, even the less to do, more chaos. And when I walked into the season, like right before my son was born, like, and right before I started with Bethel, the Lord said, you need a broom, a shovel, and a bucket. And I'm like, oh, we're going to the beach. Sandcastles? I don't know. What are we doing here? That was not close to where I walked in this time. So it was really a season of like stepping into a new job and digging down and fixing past things. But not only was that in my job, historically there, it's been in my own life. Like, sometimes we have to dig things up in order to correct that path going forward. And you can't necessarily sweep it under the rug because it could come back in 5 to 10 years. So I think that's where I've also been at when I say, like, who cares? Well, 10 years from now, you also might care. You know, like, it might come back up. So yeah, it's just been a time of, you know, kind of like you said, is like, we are in a shifting season. If we're looking at like how the Jewish years are, it can relate a lot to where we're at in life if we dig into the Word and we're focused on like where we're at. Where is God telling me to go? Am I being obedient to that first and foremost? Am I putting my family first and all of my priorities? Like, are they in line to what God is telling me them?
Right.
They should be ordering them out. If you feel like you don't have your priorities in line, ask him, like, Holy Spirit, help me figure this out. I don't know. I'm lost.
Right. You
know? So I think there's a lot of practical to this. And then obviously, you know, if you're really struggling, go to counseling. That's great. So get a broom.
Let's just say it. Let's just say it out loud. There's nothing wrong with going to counseling.
No, it's great.
And if you're worried about what people think, you've kind of, you know, it on a fine line here, because I want everybody to hear it correctly. But you know what? I guess who cares? I mean, I'm just going to say cares? It. I'm just going to say it. Who cares?
Do it.
I mean, don't let you kind of have to adopt that attitude a little bit, but not with a sourness towards people.
Right.
Absolutely. But like a, okay, who cares? I mean, I've got to go. I need to go do this. The Lord is in it. I'm trying to care what you think, but it's really not working today. You know, like, what is our focus on? What do we need to be doing? I mean, because honestly, the time is getting shorter and shorter, it feels like. And you can see that God is moving right now in the land, revivals, awakening.
Yeah.
All that amazing stuff that's happening. And I feel like God is saying to me personally, maybe to a lot of other people too, is how much time I've wasted caring for the wrong things.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I've wasted so much time caring about what the wrong people think. You know, that's not like, if God's got you under spiritual authority, or God's got you in some kind of authority, believe it, you know, a believer has authority over you, a Jesus-loving person that's humble. Let's just say that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yes, you go to them, and you are under spiritual authority probably if you're listening to this. I do care what they think.
Yeah.
But I have let the weight of their words weigh on me more than I have the weight of the word.
Yeah, that's good.
And so God's trying to get us to rearrange and go, hey guys, it's me, it's me. You know, the Bible says in what you were talking about earlier, it reminded me of the scripture, talking about having to get up in the morning before you're bombarded with the 13 seconds of new, every 13 seconds or something new.
Geez.
If you don't do this, if we don't do this, then we run the risk of being swayed. And I feel like the Lord is trying to get us to be steady now. Don't be moved by what you hear. There's so much stuff going on right now. Don't be moved by it. Well, the one way you can be very steadfast is Romans 12:12. I mean 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of the work of this world. Y'all got to remember, we live in the kingdom of God. Your sojourners passing through this earth is not your home. It is your temporary home. But so do not conform to the pattern of this world, the world systems, the world ways, whatever. But be transformed. There has to be a transformation by the renewing of your mind. And the only way to make it through the day without being swayed is to go through the transformation of the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. So to be able to hear the will of God and what he wants you to do through the day, what he wants you to do through the season, through the year, whatever, you have to be renewing your mind so that you stay. I mean, the Bible talks about too, and to think on things that are lovely. First, in Philippians, lovely and just and pure and all these things. Like, that's what we're supposed to be focusing on, not letting, this is what it says, the pattern of the world get on you, right? And I just think I love your story, Holly, and just as a friend, seeing you emerge out of this really a dark space, you know?
Yeah.
And this is the kind of the anchoring that you've had to have and go, you know, I just gotta hold on.
Oh, absolutely. And I think too, I mean, just when you're in a place where you have influence,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the enemy just comes after you even harder.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not renewing your mind, if you're not making consistent, healthy habits, he's just going to keep attacking. And eventually, like, you have to fight back. And sometimes fighting back is talking that out. Mm-hmm. It can look different for every single person. Obviously, we're all in different seasons. Not every one of us has the same season, although I feel like some of us have had the same season. And it's like, oh, we're all going crazy together. Mm-hmm. At least we have a friend. Someone cares.
Well, just so y'all know, I mean, I've been through it too. It's kind of like we're all going through this transformation. And this, now we're starting to emerge into like, wow. And then you look back and you go, I really cared for stuff that I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
I wasted time. Now, there's no condemnation in that.
Right.
Because God is the redeemer of time. He is the redeemer.
Absolutely.
And he won't let it go to waste. So this dark time that you went through, Holly, he's not going to let it go to waste. You're now talking about this to help other people.
I know. Yeah. I mean, there's like purpose to processes. And that purpose, you know, isn't always without pain. There's usually some, whether it's mental or like in this season, I also broke my thumb. That was really fun. And you can't play guitar for like 6 to 8 months. Like, what are you supposed to do? So, I mean, painful in certain different ways, but yeah, I mean, the process leads to an outcome. You know, process doesn't have to be forever, but there is light at the end of it. And, you know, really coming out of that season, it's like an emerging season and the transition is kind of ran its course. So, I mean, there'll be other seasons. They're not always going to be easy. Some feel happier than others.
Yes.
But again, you know, going back to who cares, I mean, sometimes emotionally, like truth is here on the left, emotion on the right.
Mm-hmm.
We can get our emotions wrapped up into certain truths. And that can dictate happiness. So
yeah,
A lot of that is like shaping that focus. Like, is my happiness based on outwardly things and in the world and what I'm doing? And identity can be wrapped up into that too. Or is my happiness based on like, okay, well, today I'm above ground, I'm moving, I'm doing what God's called me to do, and who cares? You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's you said something earlier about roots. I mean, it's, we gotta let our roots run deep. Bethany actually has a song she wrote, oh my goodness, 10 years ago maybe. Sorry, Bethany, you listening to this and it wasn't that long ago. Feels like it. But let your roots run deep. I mean, we got to let our roots to be that steady place to where our trust, because really all this boils down to is that we've trusted others, maybe, over God. We've trusted what's happening in this situation over what God's word says about the situation. Because it might not look like it's changing, but that requires faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we got to have that. We go through these times of testing, too. I mean, this is refiner's fire, baby. You've been through refiner's fire. And, like, we're coming out. We're coming out on the other end. Praise God to that. Yeah. But, like, we got to get our roots deeper in the Word and got to know the Word. I just cannot emphasize, and I feel like a broken record, but who cares?
Who cares?
I do not care. I do not care, because I don't want to stand before the Lord and He say, you know, you didn't tell Him what I, and I'll be like, yeah, I don't want to do that. But your root is to bear that fruit and to walk into that fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You've got to walk according to the Word of God. And that is your root system.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's great. I know. More things this year involving roots and fruits.
I know. Maybe a retreat theme coming up.
Maybe. Perhaps.
Hey, well, this has been a great conversation. I think we're going to carry this on, guys. There's so many things to talk about with who cares.
Yep.
Turning it all kinds of different ways. Who's caring for you? Who are you allowing to care for you? Are you allowing, probably we're going to take it to, are we allowing the good shepherd to care?
Yeah.
That's, yeah. We're going to turn it that way too, guys. So
I love that one. Yeah, for sure. That's a great, my mothering skills are getting better. So yeah. I'm learning how great a father God really is in so many different aspects now as a mother watching my own son. And much like Lee has three kids, she gets this. So it doesn't necessarily have to be you have your own child. It could be, I mean, you could have a fur baby and mother that child, but
but you do learn and you grow in this. It is, oh, you said, yeah. What'd you say about the, is there's process to everything.
Yeah.
God is
process.
Yeah. It's such a good process. The process is hard sometimes, but in the transitions are hard, whether they're good transitions or bad transitions. I still feel like they're difficult.
You don't have to love it either. No. I haven't loved this transitional season. There's good parts of it. There's learning parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Could have done without some postpartum depression. We could have dropped that off earlier. That'd be great. But yeah, now going forward, it helps other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of going back to testimonies and like healing processes, and like your healing can affect somebody else's healing later.
Mm-hmm.
That's kingdom. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And listen, if God's told you to do something, even going to count, if God's told you to do something, do what God tells you to do.
Go.
Do what He tells you to do, whatever that may be, and have the attitude of who cares, but yet in a good way.
Yes.
In a good way of saying, I've got to obey my Father. I've got to obey what He says to do. So, okay, Holly, this was really your idea of who cares. So maybe say a quick little prayer and just encourage the ladies, because to walk into, to as they're emerging as well, how do they walk this out in purity and in holiness?
Yeah.
And with a good attitude, because attitude really is everything.
Yeah,
it's a fine line. It's a fine line to actually ride. To go, I hear what you're saying, but I don't think I'm supposed to do that. Love you.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? That's great. Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's pray.
Yeah.
Lord, I just thank you for everyone that comes to hear this podcast. And I just pray that it would resonate with everyone to some degree, whatever season that they're walking through, if they're in job transition, if they're a new mom, if they're waiting on their dream to come true, because that's a really hard season. And I've walked that as well. And Lord, I just pray that you would give us all wisdom and discernment to know when to lay something down, when to pick something up, to go the direction that you're telling us to go. I really just pray that you would give us the courage, make us bold, and make us brave in our faith to stand up and do those things. Obedience can look funny, but you know, we need the eyes to see you, the ears to hear you when you tell us to go. So Lord, when you tell us, like, let's move, let's just go. Who cares on the outside? We know that you care, and that's the best part. You always care, you're always loving, you're always kind, and you always restore. You restore the years that we feel like we've wasted, and you make them so much better and so much more beautiful. And God, we know where we're going. We know we have eternity with you, and this world is a very short part of our time, and we are just pressing on towards you. So I just thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, that was fun. More to come. There's way more, to come on this topic. I've already got thoughts coming.
I bet you do. Lee and I take notes on each other's conversations. So this is a little insight into our random conversations that don't really have a set time. It's just, hey, are you busy? Or we haven't talked. Let's FaceTime. Yep. And this is what happens. So we'll do some more of these going forward. But
yeah, we will. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. We will see you next time.
Bye.
All right, guys, more than anything, we hope that you are encouraged and that you can hear how the Lord is growing each of us as you listened to this podcast. He really is bringing things back to the main thing, which is only Him. So we're excited that you listened to it. Give us comments, message us on Instagram. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are. See you soon.